you want it, I could get it. It's a podcast you want, and you need it, and you need it. If you want it, it's a podcast. If you want it, I need it, and you want it. It's a podcast, so.
You know what's crazy?
Tell me.
You'd think starting a podcast with somebody, you'd want to invite them to your Super Bowl party.
You
did not get a single invite.
Tell me. Good. I'm glad we're going down this path. Although I need to back it up a little bit and prove my point as to why, and then explain also part of why. There'd be a few people that are probably a little upset that I didn't invite them. And
But
when you said last Tuesday that you were going to be clear up in Northern Iowa all weekend, I just was like, well, he probably is going to be too busy to come to my lowly old Super Bowl party because he's a big country star. And yep.
Well, it was hard because I wasn't busy and I had to make myself busy.
What'd you do? Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but like I had to be busy, so I was knitting baskets for the homeless the whole time.
Knitting baskets?
Yeah, weaving like baskets.
Wicker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you make me a pair of wicker shoes?
I mean, I could have sized you up on Super Bowl Sunday, but...
I was too busy. You wouldn't have had time to look at my feet.
Oh, fair.
So let's back this up. I just wanted to ask you how your weekend went since you were in, what was it, Ames and Ankeny, or...
It was Ames and then Orange City.
Orange City.
Yeah.
I'm totally unfamiliar with that.
So north of Des Moines Friday night and then north Ames. Of Sioux City the next night. Yeah. Ames is a pretty fun town. It's a college bar, so like they don't buy merch or anything, which is fine.
Yeah.
Well, I did see some people in some Tyler Anthony shirts, which were cool. I don't know where they would have bought them because we didn't bring merch that last time we were there either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ames is like, I've only maybe been up there a time or two. We never played. We just had some friends that went up there and went to college. And like we would go up occasionally and work at a site that was even north of there, like up around Mason City. And
oh, yeah.
We're up there for several weeks, so we would just go down to Ames. Or one time we went over to Iowa City. I think that was not whenever we were working in Mason City. But anyway, but Ames and Iowa City, to my point, they both remind me very much of Maryville, but on steroids.
Yep, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Which I'm sure Columbia is the same way. I've never really...
We didn't go through campus up there, but I feel like campus is quite a lot bigger than Columbia's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I at least spread out over a course of land.
I could see that. But I will say, like, Lincoln doesn't have exactly that same feel to me.
No, Lincoln is, I don't know, I would want to say it seems a little bit more conservative.
Yeah.
You know, and a little bit more tamed.
Depending on what you're doing and where, but yeah, it's not.
I don't tailgating.
The only thing going on in Lincoln isn't just the school. Yeah. Whereas I feel like Ames, that's kind of all there is. Iowa City, that's kind of all there is.
Yeah.
Columbia's kind of in the same boat as Lincoln. A lot of it's the school, but it's not.
I feel like tailgating in Lincoln before like football games
mm-hmm.
is a lot more relaxed. Like,
yeah,
just people hanging out with each other, drinking beers. As like in Columbia, it's just like, I don't know, high schoolers drinking vodka.
Yeah, yeah, know? Yeah. That's what I would describe Iowa City as.
High schoolers drinking vodka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had, I've had what I thought were good times, and then in retrospect, I don't think that they were.
Yeah.
Just way too drunk, you know. Everybody is, I feel like, but...
I think it depends, though, on, like, how you are with your friends sober compared to drunk. Because I feel like a lot of people make friends, like, when they're drunk that they wouldn't hang out with sober.
Or sober, yeah, yeah. Well, plus there's a big difference, like, I mean, it doesn't matter where I go now. I'm not going to get all that messed up. But there's a big difference between, like, trying to think. Most of the times we were hanging out up there, we were 19, 20, 21.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah. So,
what else do you do at that age?
Right, yeah. And get crazy because you can't drink at a bar, so yeah, you get so hammered
before yeah,
which never results well either, you know. So.
Yeah.
No, which is the same thing we used to do in Maryville. So I suppose that's probably why I feel like they're just like bigger versions of that.
Yeah, fair. No, it was crazy up there. I watched. So the stage at Outlaws is, stage is here. There's a floor area down below. And then there's a balcony pretty much all the way around, which is like maybe 6 inches taller than the stage, or at least me on the stage. Mm-hmm. At one point I look up and there's this girl holding a dime bag full of white powder.
Oh, yeah.
Which I could only assume is baking soda for cookies later.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And the guy next to her is just holding up a credit card, just waiting for this lady to throw it down on her phone, which she did. And then the heads went down and I'm like, crazy. I'm the only person seeing this here. I'm the only person like outside of the band, or like, I don't want to say this. Like, there weren't many sober people there, mm-hmm. excluding the five of us.
Right.
And like the staff, where like people probably would have noticed
in the bar. Yeah. That's interesting. So, and this was at Ames.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a crazy night.
I don't know if they still do this or not, but they used to do this thing called Visha in the spring, I want to say. I don't know. I know definitely like whenever I was around that age when we would go up there, they had been having it. Maybe they had decided not to for a year or two and then tried again. But like, it's a really, really big event where they would bring in, like, I think it was usually three nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. God, somebody could do a much better job of describing this. But I remember the whole town partied, and they would actually bring in each night pretty decent sized acts. Mm-hmm. Like they got Fall Out Boy 1 year.
Oh, sweet.
And this would have been like, I don't know, 2008,
oh, 2007, even cooler.
9, somewhere in there. Yeah. And they, I do remember people telling me that it got so out of hand that it turned into riots 1 year. And they, like, people were flipping cars and starting stuff on fire and stuff like that. And
how many people do you think it takes to flip a car? How many people do you think it takes to flip a car?
Depends on the car, but I think I've seen it where usually the average is maybe like 8 people.
Crazy.
I watched, there was one time on Main Street in Tarkio when I was in high school, I watched 6 guys pick up a truck and move it. They didn't flip it, but it was a little like a little Toyota,
yeah,
little bitty truck, or a Nissan from like the 90s. And I think there were 6 guys that picked it up and moved it.
I watched Benny Stark one day pick up the back end of a Cummins all by himself. We were taking the radiator out of, or not the radiator, the we're changing transmissions in my buddy Stevens, his truck.
Yeah.
And
was that this weekend after the powder got passed around?
No. This was a while back. And we needed to get like a skid loader or something to like lift it up. And Benny goes, oh, don't worry, and just fix it up and we just move it out. And I was like, holy moly, buddy. I've never seen that before.
So you got to go to your first show that involved coke.
No, I've seen it before.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is it just shocking? Been a while?
It's just crazy to like, it's crazy to be in that environment where it's going, where you notice it's going on around you. Because we play enough, I'm sure like it happens quite a bit.
Most people are pretty careful with it.
Yeah, but I'm sure, like, we've just overlooked it, or I've overlooked it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, I mean, most people would go do it in the bathroom, not right there on the balcony or whatever.
Bathroom. I will give it them. The bathroom's really gross.
That doesn't matter. That don't matter one bit. You just need something with 4 closed walls on around you so somebody can't see
even,
what you're doing.
There wasn't even a door to the men's room.
Yeah.
They just had a piece of plywood over the top of the toilet, like the tank, no, like toilet rim.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just had to squat.
It was scary.
Jeez.
Yeah. You don't poop there.
Do they pay well?
Decent.
Yeah.
The crowd makes up for the pay though.
I'm sure. How many people packed in there?
Oh God. I have no idea, but it gets packed.
What size roughly? Similar to like the Slowdown, if you've ever been there.
Yeah, I would say a little bit smaller.
A little smaller.
Bigger than the waiting room.
The waiting room's bigger than the Slowdown.
Is it?
I would say, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know how to compare.
The waiting room's pretty good size, really.
Yeah.
It's just all one level.
Oh, wait. It's a waiting room and the Slowdown's on the back, isn't it?
No, the Slowdown's like downtown, not in the old market. But I would say it's like in, it's not too far from the old market. It's kind of
it's up by west the mattress of the thing.
Yeah, it's west of like CHI.
Yeah.
Up in that little section.
Yeah. I know where it's at.
Kind of like by Kiewit.
I get them all confused, though. There's the waiting room's in Benson, right?
It's in Benson, yeah.
And then it's attached to the one on the backside that's smaller.
That could be. I've only been in one side of it ever.
Mm, fair. No, but anyway, not to get like too off topic.
Yep.
I was on stage and I was watching this. There's this girl on the ground with her phone up. She kept wanting to hear Nickelback, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and we didn't
need to learn some.
A lot of people wanted Creed.
Probably. They're on tour.
I know. It's nuts. But this girl kept doing it. And then she eventually started turning to this guy on my side of the balcony, and they were messaging like back and forth on Snapchat. Like they would type the message and like hold it up and respond that way. And after like a couple minutes passing, I got invested, you know, so I was like in front of my mic, like reading back and forth. And finally this girl types a message and goes, "Why don't we get out of here and go back to my apartment?" Winky face. And this guy starts typing, and this girl's just like waiting. She's really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He finally ends up turning his phone around and goes, "I can't. I'm gay. This is my boyfriend next to me." And the boyfriend grabbed him. And I have never seen anybody kiss anybody more passionately.
Really?
This girl's face, I've never seen a jaw hit the floor so hard. It was wild to see.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah. I think they were good kissers. They were practicing on me later, but
I bet they were.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so anything else wild in Ames?
Oh yeah.
Or did it not get interesting till Orange City?
No, it's still crazy.
Okay.
Orange City isn't that as crazy as Ames.
I wouldn't assume.
So there's this drunk guy. So it was Red Solo Cup night for Toby Keith. We had to learn a bunch of songs. And we were like in the Airbnb earlier, like that day, like learning them.
Mm-hmm.
We did really good. It was crazy. Like even like all of us like singing, and like there's parts where like we all like have lines.
Yeah.
We go, "No, no, 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 no." And then the next line is, "Friends, we're friends. We're all best friends, friends." We had it all mapped out. I had my muse. The "no" I was coming from like I don't want to, like Peter Parker watching his grandfather die. No, no. Yeah.
I don't know if I know a single Toby Keith song.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue?
Maybe.
Anyway, this guy
Did he do the Solo Cup?
Yeah.
All right. That's the only one I kind of know, maybe heard once.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. No, so this guy has a Solo Cup, and he has his beer, and he's pouring. He goes to pour, and he's on the balcony, and he's drunk, and he just completely misses his cup, goes right down.
Oh, what is that?
What happened?
I don't know.
Why? What's it telling you?
I do not have enough space.
Ooh.
What? I just deleted shit.
Did you go into your deleted folder and delete it?
Of Iowa right now.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a $400 Stetson hat.
Mm.
The bouncers immediately kick the bull rider out.
Because he got mad about his hat.
Because he was going to kill somebody.
Okay.
And the dude, I'm sure, had no idea he even did it. So the guy gets kicked out, and he decides he's going to wait till that guy leaves the bar.
He knew, like, he could see him clearly.
Yeah, he just looked up. That's and
pretty impressive.
Dropped. Yeah. This guy waited like an hour and a half till this guy left and just gave him a $400 ass kicking.
I would just like to say real quick before you move on, what has Stetson done since 1997? Like, why are you spending $400 on something that's Stetson? Same people who make the cologne?
Yeah. They make hats too, dude.
I know, but do a bunch of people use their shit? Maybe. I don't know. I'm so out of
I cannot name one other cowboy hat brand.
What? There's got to be others.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I know Stetson.
I stand corrected. I didn't realize that they were still doing so well.
I don't know
how last well I knew was just little Walmart, you know, bottles of not very good perfume. So my bad, Stetson.
There goes that sponsorship, dude.
Oh, no. We just sold tons of Stetson shit.
Then we better get some free hats out of that.
I'd rather... Well, I don't know. Anyway,
we would look
so he kicks
dope.
Shit out of this guy.
Yeah, and we none of us saw it. That's just
how
it.
Did you know?
The bouncers were telling.
Telling
Timmy.
Wow.
Yeah, and then on the way back to the Airbnb, we walked.
Yeah.
We were just loaded up in the morning. We stopped and got hot dogs at like 2:30, 2:40 in the morning at a street vendor. That was bad news.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. They tasted really good. Then we got back and we made a bunch of pizza rolls, bagel bites, and a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just kind of like gorged ourselves while watching the Blues Brothers. Made me sick. All that food. It's just the most unhealthy things you can think of. I just digested into my stomach.
Yeah.
I woke up and was immediately started throwing up hot dog. Yeah. Everything tasted like hot dog. So I was like dead. And we get back to the bar to load up. And they're like, all right, we're still waiting on the guy. We're going to go to the gas station. There's one like right there. I was like, I'm going to just lay here because I'm going to just die. They get back and they're like, all right, he's here. Let's go. I get out of the truck and Tim goes, here, figured you need a little hair of the glizzy, and hands me a hot dog.
Oh,
and
no.
I'd already thrown up in front of them because they keep saying glizzy. And after that first time I puked, anytime somebody said glizzy or hot dog, just the aroma hot dog would come up through my stomach, up through my throat. And
taste
just
it.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah. That's brilliant. That's something I would not do to somebody at my age now, but maybe would have.
Yeah,
it 10 was years ago.
Hair of the glizzy. It was crazy. I couldn't. I had to wrap cables all morning. I couldn't move like our big things because if I did, I would have just out my pants. It would have been bad.
So now I got it. So you think it was the hot dog? I assume.
I think it was a hot dog and all the pizza things.
I got to tell you. So it sounds very, very similar to what happened to me, and actually Jamie's going through it too, whenever we got the stomach bug.
Yeah.
When I couldn't do the, it doesn't last particularly long, but it really, really sucks. Now, for me, it started out the hind end, and then I didn't start puking until I couldn't go out, until I couldn't anymore. Then I started throwing up. But it's like straight water out both sides.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's what it sounds a lot like.
It might have been.
You could easily have caught something up there in one of those.
Not with how many people there are.
Yeah. Oh, easy. Yeah.
Yeah. I could have been.
Maybe it wasn't food poisoning. It just, and very similar. Did your stomach ever get like real tight? Like before it happened?
Yeah.
See, that same thing happened to me, and we had eaten over at the Black Iron for a Christmas party. And what actually cued me that I might not be feeling good is Simon woke up and started throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what? My stomach feels kind of weird. But I just had myself convinced it was just from eating that we went down to the bar and had a couple drinks, which I never do anymore, you know. So I just felt like I was pretty full. But no, about 10 o'clock the next morning. And it wasn't like I told you that day, like by the time 6 o'clock that night, by the time you guys were doing the elf thing, auction, like I was done with all that. Mm-hmm. I probably could have come up and done it. It would not have been fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it would have been the stomach bug because I know.
Yeah.
I know how my body is when mm-hmm. like I have something compared to like I eat something.
Yeah.
Because like I didn't have like. I wasn't like ran down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like I could think straight. I could talk.
Yeah.
As long as it wasn't about hot dogs.
Dogs. Yeah.
You know, it was more just like I had to get everything out of me and I was fine. And that's pretty much what happened.
What it was. Well, yeah. Wow. I mean, vendor hot dog.
Yeah.
Sure could have been.
I trust things too much on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. McKinley was telling me you need to stop eating truck food, vendors, and hotel soup.
They have up there, if you guys go back up there, God, I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me. They have a really good pizza by the slice place.
Yeah.
The one in Iowa City was called Mesa. The one in Ames might have been, I'm not positive, might have been Jeff's Pizza. Might have been called something like that.
Yeah.
But really good.
Fair.
I don't think you'll get food poisoning if you go there.
I mean, it's kind of like the excitement of being on the road. It's like you never know if like you're going to wake up dead.
Yeah. Yeah. That is exciting.
Yeah.
My favorite. Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Does that conclude Ames?
Yeah, the next day wasn't really anything crazy. We just played at a dairy farm. On the way there, we stopped. It took us like 5.5-6 hours to drive 3 hours because it was just a trio that night.
Yeah,
and it was what I call the three best friends.
So it'd just be you, Tyler, and then what? Timmy. Steve the steel or Tim the steel guy.
Yeah,
gotcha. So no drums.
Gotcha. No, and no lead guitar. Yeah. But Tim brought his guitar and he was singing. He had a microphone that night. It was pretty nice.
I see.
No, we just kind of like putz around wherever we go, especially when it's just us, because like the other guys really want to just get there, and we're just like, we want to see who has the coolest gas station.
Yeah.
But so,
Go ahead.
Sorry. You go ahead. That's fine.
Well, no, I don't want to jump the gun. You probably got another thought here you want to
get out. Yeah. Well, we stopped at this restaurant right outside of Ames, I guess, and it's like the one locally owned place, the lady said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm taking her word for it, I guess, mm-hmm. but... She's like, the food's really good. Food was not very good. But she convinced us to get a jalapeno popper. She's like, we make them here. They weren't breaded or fried, so they're just like cream cheese jalapenos with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Tyler eat theirs, and they love like spicy hot stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's not bad. There's no kick. I take a bite. Only seeds.
After your glizzy incident?
Yeah.
Whew, you are brave. I've probably been on fucking bread and water.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad at that point.
Well, that's impressive. Know. Jeez.
But I bit into only seeds, jalapeno mm-hmm. seeds.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I don't do hot stuff. I was dying. And the waitress comes over. She goes, you okay? I was like, can I get milk? I need milk. She takes 10 minutes to get a glass of milk.
She's busy. You're not the only moron that decided to bite into a freaking jalapeno when you know you don't like it.
She had one other table.
Yeah, so that's my thing with jalapenos. I love jalapenos as long as they're seedless.
Yeah, I like the flavor.
Yeah, I like the flavor too. The seeds and jalapenos aren't even all that hot on a hot scale.
Mm-hmm.
But I beg to differ because whenever you get those seeds, they're just hot with no good flavor. Hate them. Absolutely. Have you ever made, just quick side note, have you ever accidentally made, like, have you ever made, like, homemade guacamole?
Mm-mm.
And you have to, like, seed the jalapeno before you cut it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can leave it in there if you want to get hot seeds randomly, which I don't want. And then accidentally touched your penis?
Oh,
and
no.
And had to go pee?
No, we,
don't recommend.
We watched a video this weekend of this girl. She's like, she has like the 500 Scoville something hot sauce, uh-huh. and she's trying to get it into a spoon.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, I guess, really thick, more of like a paste. Yeah. And she's going like this, and she's dabbing in the spoon. And then you just see her go, oh, Oh.
Oh, no. The eye. Yeah, well, one time they were, I don't remember what the story was exactly. It was a history class, and following that history class, we had study hall.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, and they had done a hot pepper eating contest because one of the things that they were talking about was some hot pepper eating contest that somebody in the past did. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of them left over. So the teacher let us try them and see. And they had like, they had chili peppers, they had cayenne peppers, they had habaneros, jalapenos, but. Alan Walkup had tried. He went straight for the habanero.
Alan, huh?
Yeah, and he had gotten the seeds and like because they were these were in slices. They weren't like still full peppers, like the cayennes were. And he had gotten the the seeds and the juice kind of off of that, you know. All over his fingers.
Oh no.
And he ate it and his mouth got really hot. And I don't know about you, but like this happens to me and it happened to him in a big way. Like your eyes sometimes start to sweat.
Yep.
They don't really water, but they sweat really bad. And he started rubbing, and I'm not kidding you, within about 10 minutes, he was like, oh, this is getting bad. It's my eyes. And like he turned around, looked, and his eyes were swollen. And like the only thing he'd do is go out to the water fountain and just shove his eyes into the water, cold water, man. It was brutal. And then school got out, and I don't know how he dealt with it the rest of the day.
I hate when something like that happens to somebody I like. Why can't it be anybody else?
Yeah, well, yeah, but you don't usually know.
Yeah.
So you have to suffer in your buddy's pain a little bit.
But. Yeah, that's... Oh, that sucks.
But anyway, so...
That's it. That's my weekend. That's it.
Yeah. Well, what was the Eagles moment? That's why I thought... Was it the glizzy? It was the glizzy when you were sick, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, this was before the show Friday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Full band, not just the three of you feuding.
Well, it was only like two people. And it was about a date about doing Sturges this summer.
Oh, man.
And we'd be 4 days. I think I talked to you about it, the hour on, hour off.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's hard because other people have like real jobs, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And Sturges, what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
During the week. I mean, there's the weekend in between or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a Wednesday to Saturday, Wednesday to Sunday. Yeah. We'd have to leave Tuesday, get back Sunday or Monday, you know? Yeah. So it's quite a time off.
Mm-hmm.
And they just started arguing, and Tyler is like, well, I'm going to get...
Do you need a bassist?
You want to play?
I would maybe do that if we could get a practice and...
Oh, dude, we could do a bunch of practices.
Yeah, but I'm not signing up for what you guys are doing.
Why?
Full time? Because you guys are busier than shit. I'd need my weekends.
Dude,
well, I love my kids.
How about this, dude? How about this? I'll start working on the windmills.
Yeah.
You just start playing bass and traveling.
What's that going to do for either one of us?
I don't know. I'm sure my dogs will appreciate me being home more.
Well, you're home most of the week.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I give them attention.
Yeah, well.
You know.
I feel you there. Anyway, we could talk about that offline, but if you really needed somebody to fill in to do something like that, and if I can figure it out,
I might actually have something for you.
I have plenty of vacation.
I'm like, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, dude, once this takes off, you're going to use all that vacation. We're going to Las Vegas.
I have 20 days to be, well, 20, almost 30 days, not quite 20, like 25 days.
Dude, when we make our first 100,000 off this, so in like a month, we're going to take Spirit Airlines all the way to Vegas, and I'm going to get my $12.99 steak and lobster dinner that I wasn't able to get when we were out there for your wedding.
We did you a favor on that.
No, dude.
Yes, we did. They gave me anything good that's steak and lobster for $12.99. It's going to be like your glizzy, dude. You're going to be puking in half
They're
hour.
Making their money elsewhere. They're just trying to get you in the door to gamble.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's some of it, I'm sure, but...
I'm sure it's like the same motto as like why Costco's chicken and like produce and stuff so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get you in there to like make money off of that stuff. It's like the big screen TVs and stuff they have around.
Yeah, I get it, but still, it seems a little sketch.
I don't know.
I definitely have to see it.
There's a picture of it.
Shit, there's a picture at Burger King too, and it looks fantastic, but that's not what you get served.
I don't like
those
your attitude.
Fries look amazing, which they don't taste bad. I'll give Burger King credit on their fries.
Yeah.
But I always hate myself after a Whopper.
I don't remember last time I had Burger King.
Yeah, once in a while we'll do it.
I try to cut back.
Chicken fries are good.
They still have those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. So that was your weekend. That was everything. So now we can talk about my weekend, which was considerably less interesting, other than I got to spend some Tim time, sportsman Tim time.
Yeah. I wasn't upset.
About what?
About not seeing Tim. You know, he only comes over
here
once a year.
What time did you get home on Sunday?
Oh, God. I mean, I got home and I had to shower. So, like, I was out on the couch, like, right when kickoff. And that's like me coming home and jumping in the shower and doing a couple of things.
Seems, I don't feel that bad. You might not have made it.
I wouldn't have come. I was too tired. I was like,
you told me you were doing all that, and I was just like, well, I mean, because I did consider inviting you, but when you said you guys were doing that all weekend, I was like, I don't even think he'll be home.
Yeah, it took a lot longer to get home than I wanted it to.
It's quite a ways.
Yeah. We drove something like 13 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is. That's when you said you were going up there for the whole weekend. I was like, I mean, it's what, 5 hours?
Oh yeah,
maybe. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
because you went over
five, and then three
Des Moines.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It sucks.
Yes, it's a long way. So, and I, to be honest with you, so I'll just talk about it. My whole weekend was pretty much around the Super Bowl, save one birthday party that we went to. So I spent most of my weekend obviously getting ready for that.
Smoking meat. Less.
I did, yeah, but I went with a pork loin, so it wasn't too bad. What took me longest was I made a bunch of boneless buffalo wings.
Oh.
And that took that
from scratch?
Yeah, it was quite a bit of frying, and I just had one of the mini fryers. So, and I should have started about 30 minutes before I did.
Oh.
So I missed a lot of the first quarter and some of the second quarter. Like, I was kind of in and out, so I was trying to pay attention. I was just trying to finish up cooking so everybody could eat by 6, basically. I was trying to have it all ready by 5:30, but that didn't work out. Excuse me. So the only people that I invited was my dad and Regina. Dad came. And then Jamie's family, because we normally do Sunday nights. And then Tim texted me and asked.
Like Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Jeff Page.
Not like one of my best friends.
I know. Jeff and Paige. They had Danica and Jamie's parents and Jamie's grandparents came. I was trying to think. So Tim texted me the Saturday before and was at, and he was, well, you got any Super Bowl plans? Like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, you got room for two more? And I was like, yeah, you can come over. So then basically if nobody asked, I didn't invite anybody this year. And if I remember right, last year, so we were talking about this at the last time you guys came was 2 years ago when it was the Rams and the Bengals and the Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, halftime show.
Last year, you mentioned it to me.
Nobody came last year. I think I did invite a few people.
Yeah.
Almost nobody came.
I said,
I'm pretty sure it was just me and Dad that watched it.
Yeah, you mentioned it to me. I was like, I think we're going to just stay at home, or I think we're going to Mom's or something. We're doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year,
Yeah, so, and I don't know why. It doesn't really matter. We had so much food. I mean, too much food.
Yeah.
It wasn't, that wasn't even the problem. Like, in fact, Tim kept asking me if he needed to bring something. I'm like, no, dude, I know there's going to be way too much.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, don't worry about it. The thing, and I don't know why, I always have it in my head, I'm actually going to sit down and watch a Super Bowl, which worked out really good last year for whatever reason. But most of the time with the Super Bowl, whenever you're hosting, I don't feel like you get to watch maybe half of it most of the time just because you're busy doing stuff. And since the Chiefs have been in them a lot, like I want to watch them. So I even am going to sit down maybe this weekend if I get some time or can find it and actually just sit and rewatch it because I miss so much. And I know I saw all the important stuff. But I'm a football nut, so I really like to watch games start to finish and just see everything that happens and kind of like really watch the plays and things like that. But Tim was over. He helped me fry and cook a little bit. And we had a pretty good conversation, which makes me mad that he won't come over here and just talk football once a week with me, because it would be perfect.
Yeah.
We both know our stuff. He's pretty good. He's not quite as good as me. He kept referring to his own team's GM as the Packers GM. And I was like, isn't it the Gutekunst guy? And he's like, yeah, that is his name. I was like, yeah, I know stuff, Tim. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Not to get, like, not to necessarily dissect, but, I mean, would you, good Super Bowl for you? I mean, were you even at all that partial? You're not all that partial to any team.
No, I mean, more Chiefs, so than anything. Yeah, Chiefs and Seahawks, just because Chiefs are here and at family in Seattle.
Yeah. That's cool. I thought it was a really good Super Bowl, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want a Super Bowl to be a blowout game.
No. And I think that much bigger conversation that I don't want to get into. I think it's probably unlikely that happens too much anymore, just because of the way the game's played.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of, like, offsides and a lot of penalties.
Not called?
No, that were called.
You know what? There wasn't that many penalties. I really can only think of this year, like, three per team? Four per team? That's pretty low.
The 49ers had three in a row for offsides.
Three in a row?
Yeah, it was like two in a row and then another one called, the second quarter.
I remember holding on Trent McDuffie. I remember the one offside that hurt their drive. They also had a holding on a pass that George Kittle caught.
Yeah.
I recall, I'm trying to think, did we have any offensive penalties? I can't remember. I thought it was pretty even. I thought it was pretty even. I thought it was...
I thought it was pretty heavy in the first end, like, against the 49ers. So I was like, well, maybe this is rigged.
You're just being that way to be that way. I'm going to have to actually look this up. I thought it was... it's been a while since I saw the...
Pull up the stats, bro. Pull up the stats, bro.
Pull up stats, yeah.
Don't do it now. That's bad podcasting.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got to hire James somebody. I don't know. Well, he's at work right now. That's the only problem with James.
He's going to have to give that up.
I'm going to look it up. But I didn't think... I thought they really let him play for the most part.
I will say I wish they showed T more.
Those
who don't know, that's my friend Taylor Swift. T. That's what she likes to be called.
Total penalties accepted 12. So, yeah, I think it was like basically 6-6. That's not a lot compared to regular season.
Yeah, I guess.
Called not 54. What the fuck do I care about it? I can't even get the actual. If 12 is right, then it's something like that. But yeah.
What did you think of the halftime show?
I think that the halftime show was fine. I don't know what everybody's looking for in a 20-minute halftime show.
Is it 20 minutes or like 12?
That they actually perform?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like probably 12 to 15, depending.
I thought for not having like giant elaborate stages, kind of like Snoop Dogg did, and them actually being on the field and filling up the space with like people and dancers, that it was, the production value was great.
The only one that I was talking to a coworker about this yesterday, the only one that in recent memory that I felt like was really just not good, and it's not that it wasn't good, it's it was The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And she made the comment, she goes, I don't understand why they always grab somebody from like not totally current. I said, because they don't have enough hits to fill up the amount of time. And I felt like that was the only problem with The Weeknd. Like, he's playing all his music, but
people
don't know it until he gets to the one song that's popular.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what rubs some people the wrong way.
Well, I mean, they kind of pick it for like the age of like 30 to 40. You know, the people with kids that are just getting the disposable income.
Yeah, well, they're having to go to pop and or like R&B type stuff because it's so much easier to set up and it's all tracked anyway, so it doesn't matter. And then my point to her was like, you kind of need somebody that's been around long enough to have like four or five hits. And so if you go out and just grab like whoever, like the masses aren't going to know because they might have one really good radio song. So that's why they got to go grab somebody that was really popular somewhere between, I would say, 10 to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Fair. You know, or older, but they don't do a lot of that anymore. So.
Because I don't think the younger people would be that interested.
Well, yeah, you know, like people are just like, oh, I remember like when they get like a rock band. But I, not that long ago, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers did it.
Yeah, but they were just with Bruno Mars or.
Yeah, Bruno Mars was there. And that was the other thing I was saying. If you get somebody new, then you have to bring in three or four acts to fill the space.
It's pretty dope, actually. I enjoyed that.
It's okay. It can be too much.
Yeah.
But like what they did this year was fine. Even the one with all the, even the one that you were at my house last time for with like pretty much all the rappers.
That was sweet.
It was fine. That worked. But they're going to go to rap and pop just because it's way easier.
I just wish they would do Kanye every year and just call it Even Stevens.
Kanye, yeah. Has he ever, I don't know if he's ever done it.
No, I don't think so.
But I thought it was fine. I thought they did a fine job.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're looking for in a halftime show outside of pretty much what they do. You know what I mean?
I mean, if people are going to complain, what?
No matter what.
Yeah.
And like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, like they got blasted because there was a bunch of stuff tracked.
They have to.
Yeah. I know. And Anthony Kiedis and Flea and them came out and they're like, you have to track it.
Yeah.
They can't set us up and mix us and do all that stuff in 8 minutes. They get to set everything up. You know, it's all prearranged. It's rolled out. It's pre-tracked.
I think the only like non-tracked instrument in like any recent years was Bruno Mars doing a drum solo.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it's just like one vocal. Everything else is tracked.
And then they had that band back there behind them that had like some brass and stuff.
But they're not actually playing. I mean, they're probably playing to it over the speakers but like they're not being recorded.
And like even whenever, whoever, the one I didn't know, the lady that come out and play the guitar.
Her?
Is that who it was?
Yeah, H-E-R, her.
Her, okay. Well, when she came out and started playing, Tim was sitting there watching. He goes, that ain't real.
Oh, dude, she's like a, she has like Fender signature. She's like a real deal.
I know she's a real guitarist, but you can just tell. It's like, it's pre-tracked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just watch their hands, and it's like, she's doing what she should be playing, but it's not synchronized. It's, you know what I mean? You can just tell it's not.
That always kills me in music videos when like they don't even have an input jack into their guitar. That drives me nuts.
Why?
I don't know.
It's bullshit, so what's it matter?
It just bugs me.
Yeah.
And I get it's easier not to have a chord.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. To just kind of one thing I was going to try to sum up when you were talking about your Taylor Swift comment. Do you, as just a general fan, do you think they were overdoing her all year or...
No, I mean, she's not hurting the franchise at all
or the entire NFL.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if anything, she's helping out. So like give her some airtime.
Yeah. I just think that like, so, okay. A couple things, like I've had coworkers and other people that I know just like, well, they just show Taylor Swift too much. They just, all they do is show Taylor Swift. And I'm a Chiefs fan. So I sit down and I watch every single game. And they showed her entirely too much in the Bears game, which was the first one that she came to.
Oh, yeah.
They showed her an awful lot whenever they went to New York because she lived there, so it made sense for her to go there. Other than that...
They showed her four times during the Super Bowl
for and
a second.
Several games, it was just like her sitting in the box once or twice. You know, and I don't understand why people are, well, I do, and I'll get to that in a minute, but like Mark Wahlberg was constantly getting shown whenever the Patriots were huge. And then like from the relationship aspect that, and people forget very quickly. I know that that's some of the issue, but like whenever Tom and Giselle got together, that was a huge deal. They showed her a lot back in the day. I remember that and made a huge deal. They were all over everything. But back then, it was mostly magazines and, you know, a little bit of internet stuff, but it was still like magazine format.
Yeah.
Paparazzi
style.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tony Romo dated Jessica Simpson for a while. That was a big deal.
That would have been a weird looking baby.
Yeah. And then he dated Carrie Underwood for
crazy,
a while.
Crazy, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they made a pretty big deal. Again, kind of in the same sense, it was mostly tabloid-esque. Internet was a little more developed at that point, but it's still tabloid-esque, TMZ style. So, like, it got, in my opinion, and from what I remember, this is going off memory, as much or less was shown of those, or the same amount, or I would say basically the same amount.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more in broadcast because you didn't have, and this is the root of the whole problem, and I'm getting to that, is you didn't have social media the way it is today to just cram it down your throat yeah. every time you turn on, every time you open up Facebook or X or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I think the actual broadcasting and what goes on gets skewed
because
you see it 9 billion times in your feed, and that's social media's fault. That's in my opinion. I mean, the NFL obviously knows what they're doing, but to sit there and say that they're overdoing it, I don't think is fair, especially from a broadcast standpoint.
Well, didn't they say like she brought in $300 million to NFL sales or like?
Oh, probably. Yeah. I mean, merch and
People hate billionaires, regardless, like who they
success.
Are.
Success. They hate success. Yeah. Yes, extreme success, especially continued success.
Yeah, that. You know, if Elon Musk bought, into the Chiefs and was going to the games, right. he'd be on the screen all the time.
Not even football related, but everybody loved Elon Musk 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And since he's gotten involved in everything now.
They hate him.
They hate him. They hate that he bought X. They don't like X anymore. They don't like his cars anymore. Like, it's just...
His ex is pretty funny, though. What he tweets, or what he...
Exes. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know how they didn't think that went through, in my opinion.
No, it's such a weird change. I hate it.
I know. Most everybody just calls it Twitter, but...
Yeah.
We're the first podcast to be totally correct.
How progressive of us.
Oh, wow. And it's kind of the same way people are tired of seeing the Chiefs win. I mean, I get it. I'm not apologizing for it because everybody's just like, oh, tired of it, this and that. But I've been watching, my entire life. But from what I really remember since like 2000, 2001 and really paying attention, I remember like my dad watching in like the late 90s when they were bad.
Yeah.
But it's you can't apologize for it because we're going to be bad again at some point. Sooner than later, probably. But you have to enjoy it while they're good. But it's no different than how people felt about the Patriots or the Cowboys in the 90s. Like, but again, people just forget. You forget. Once it's over, you forget how much you hated it. You know.
Yeah.
And then, like, for me, going through the entire Patriots era, I remember the first Super Bowl that I remember seeing was Rams-Titans, whenever the Titans come up about, 3 feet short of the end zone. Then there was Baltimore and the Giants, which I do not remember any of for some reason. But the first Super Bowl that I sat down and watched start to finish at my grandparents' was the Rams and the Patriots, Tom Brady's first Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I remember every Super Bowl sitting and watching it from that point forward.
Yeah.
And then about that point forward is when I really started watching the Chiefs again, regular season, whether they're bad or good for the most part. Some of those years, like after Trent Green and Larry Johnson, all that stuff, until Andy Reid got there, you would listen on the radio. If you had nothing going on, you wanted to take a nap, you'd have it on. If you're out in the yard, you'd listen on the radio, but it didn't consume your life like it does right now.
Yeah. But don't you think that kind of like goes hand in hand to what you were saying about like it's getting crammed down your throat? Like the algorithm knows you like it. So like just like every angle.
Every angle, yeah. And then, but I think some of those things that because it gets so many reactions, it's getting crammed down everybody's throat a little bit. But that's not like, again, the NFL knows what they're doing because, you know, it gets them a lot of popularity, but... At the end of the day, be mad at social media algorithms for showing you a bunch of crap you don't want to see. The best thing you can do is keep scrolling and not give it any time of day if you don't want to see it.
It takes like for a video, like if you're on it 2 seconds, the algorithm's like, hey,
ridiculous.
You hesitated. What's up, girl?
It's crazy.
Honestly, for Chiefs games, show T Swift.
just show her as much as possible, because there are so many people watching the game now that don't care about the game. They're just watching for her.
Well, here's my big thing on that. For me, as Chiefs or anybody, honestly, at this point, so the only thing that I can say positive, and that really the biggest reason that, I mean, it wouldn't bother me anyway, but like the reason that I'm not, I guess, annoyed, I should say, by it is it's gotten so many people that, like, I've been in love with football since I was, I don't know, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. It's gotten so many people in my family, or in some cases, friends or coworker groups or whatever, to pay attention to football.
Yeah.
And so it just expands my love for football because more people are now liking it.
You're able to talk about it in more situations.
In more situations. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't have to go find one guy at work that loves football as much as me and then annoy everybody around me talking about it. But and then really, really with family. Like, you know, like my niece, my sister-in-law, like they never paid attention or gave a shit. Now they do, mostly because of Taylor Swift, but that doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Because they actually start getting interested in football. And to me, sports is probably it's one of the very original forms of entertainment, obviously, like dating clear back to Coliseum.
Oh, the Olympics. Yeah.
The Olympics.
The Aztecs had. Oh, what is it? That game in the stadium with the
hoops, ball? Yeah. That they do in like El Dorado.
I don't know.
Did you ever watch that cartoon?
No.
Oh.
It's in like the field, I think it's in Apocalypto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah. But or even the Gladiator stuff. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, but that's later than
I know, like, but I'm Olympics. just right. Yeah. But just I'm just saying, as you go back, it's always been it brings people together.
How crazy is it that in those gladiator coliseums they would fill them up with water and have ships that would battle each other?
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, they'd have aqueducts running all the way to the coliseums, mm-hmm. and then they'd just like fill it up and have boats and shit.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I can't believe it hold water.
I mean, it's crazy. And all the live animals and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, prisoners that they made fight to the death for entertainment. I mean, yeah. I'm not condoning that. I'm not saying we can go back to that. But to be honest with you, I don't think football's
A
huge drop off from it. I mean, nobody dies anymore, but.
how crazy would it be if it wasn't to, it's called To Catch a Gladiator. Everybody who hurts a child is just.
Yeah, but I don't. They won't. I don't think they'll ever revert, man.
Oh, I don't know. I think
there's people that'd like to.
They would make trillions of dollars.
At times, I wouldn't. I mean, it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I get it. I just you know, two wrongs don't make a right. I still believe that. But
no, I mean, yeah. But I mean, I don't want to watch like somebody not take a wrong and get another wrong put on them, you know? Yeah. I'm not going to pay attention to that.
Yeah, but the problem is like sometimes they, I mean, we still do it in the justice system, I guess, but sometimes you get it wrong and somebody doesn't actually belong there, you know?
Yeah. But, talk about a bummer in life.
Yeah.
You see those guys that like get released after like 30 years or something because they were found not guilty because of evidence way later. That sucks.
Yeah.
OJ was acquitted. Everybody still treats him like a murderer.
Yeah.
Our sweet little juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did Simon like cop keto?
He said he would not be doing it.
No?
Oh. He said he came home and said, we were there for almost 2 hours. I will not be doing that. It's taking up too much of his time.
Do you blame him though?
Huh?
Do you blame him? Because what? That's once or twice a week.
I think it's twice. I think it's Mondays and Thursdays or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing the math, dude. 4 hours every week.
That good boy likes Boy Scouts and he likes baseball, and otherwise that's kind of his extracurricular activities that aren't.
He has things, so it's not like he has to find
something. Right? Yeah. 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 He does, and he's always been very like when he makes a decision on something he likes, he's made his decision and he's done. Like if we go pick something out, like we did like a baseball glove.
Yeah.
Recently, a bat, like I got him a helmet. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a couple other things that he, there's another recent one that's good. He had $25 from Amazon from his birthday.
I saw Jamie, the backpack.
The cat backpack. He found that in like the first 5 minutes and said, I want that. And Jamie's like, I don't know. It seems ridiculous. And she showed him a couple other things. He looked at it, talked about it, entertained it, said, yeah, maybe. Got stuff in the cart. And she's like, okay, I'm going to order this. And he's like, I don't want that. I want that cat backpack.
Heck yeah.
And so she had to go back and get the cat backpack.
That's kind of nice he's decisive that way. Because I'm sure a lot of kids are like, oh, I don't know.
No, you're saying, yeah.
I'm believing what you're saying, trying to skew me. Yeah. Skew me.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and there's been a few times he picks out stuff that's not even expensive. Like he walks in, finds something, likes it.
Yeah.
It's like the median price range of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, dude, perfect.
Heck yeah. You know?
So, but, and then, you know, he's getting into football because the Chiefs are so good and popular right now. I mean, he doesn't remember them not being pretty good, obviously.
True.
The year he was born was 2016. We still were in the like divisional round of the playoffs against the Patriots or whatever. So it's crazy to think that they're going to have to do it the complete opposite way of what I had to do.
One day he's going to be so bummed at the Chiefs.
Oh, I know. It'd be hard. I can't imagine
when they start turning bad or they've been bad for so many years, he's going to be like, when I was little, they were so good. What happened?
Yeah, there'd already be some Patriots fans going through that right now. You know, if they started watching them in like 2011, 2012, and they're...
I wonder if... I feel like Tom Brady made more money this Super Bowl doing all those commercials he did compared to playing in it.
Could be. Well, so Julian Edelman put out a video, and I can't remember them all. There's one, but he said three things that most people don't know about the Super Bowl. I think this was the first one, and I think I can't remember the second one, but I remember two of the three, and one of them was, one, you play for free. And he's like, what do I mean by that? Well, all the money that you're going to make, like your game check, is going to go to all the tickets that you have to buy for your family and friends that want to go. Because it's, you know, at $9,000 a pop or more, or if you go get a suite, like... You know, most of your game check is gone after that. And obviously you're going to spend it on that because, you know,
when's the next time
you don't know if you're ever getting back there. So, and then I can't remember what the second one was. It really makes me mad. And I was going to share it and somebody called me and I couldn't get it. So I can't go back and look at it.
Mr. Popular.
And then the last one was, the last one was, there is a party for both teams, whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
And he said, when you win, the party is really awesome. When you lose, he goes, it's really not that great. I mean, I know why they do it, but like, you just kind of like sitting there watching like somebody play pop or jazz music while everybody gets together, you know, and just kind of hangs out. And you just kind of think about what all you just did to lose the game.
Could you imagine being in charge of partying, the planning for the losing team, and you just have to make it as awful as possible to really seal in the flavor of a loss?
Well, and I wonder, so like the thing that sucks too is like if you're on the losing team, you might get some crossover from like all the celebrities and stuff a little bit, but I would be willing to bet it's pretty much just you and whoever you maybe brought to see you in the Super Bowl. And so it's like your teammates and like pretty much their families on the losing side.
I imagine if you lost and you brought like celebrity as friends, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't hang out with you. I'm pretty sure they'd go to where all the cameras are at for the clout. Man.
Well, and you just... I mean, everybody's having a little more fun at the other one, you know, obviously. So, and maybe they intermingle a little bit, but I'm assuming they're probably not too much. But
I don't imagine anybody wanting to be in a party mood, especially going to the winning side's party.
Yeah. I actually have a theory that I think that's possibly where Travis and Taylor met at some point.
Yeah.
Because they admitted that the original story about him trying to get a hold of her whenever she played at Arrowhead was like the first time, but they admitted that wasn't true. And I kept telling everybody, he's like, guys, first of all, if they had only been dating since July, she wouldn't already be coming to games. She wouldn't be sitting in his family suite.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how famous you are. Like, there's still people. And, like, the first time that his parents are meeting her are not in the suite at his game.
Not public, yeah.
It's not public. No. And it's also not the first time. Like, you don't admit, like, you're dating 2 weeks later, show up to the football game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, that, and that's the type of stuff that makes people think it's publicity stunt stuff. And it's like, guys, they're both.
I don't know what she would gain.
I don't either. She has no, she wouldn't.
Travis has everything
thing to gain. Yeah.
She has.
The NFL nothing. Has a little bit to gain, but they're
not enough to make it equal for
equal
her.
Equal for her. Yeah. So, like, I don't get that. What I seriously think is there are two people born at the end of 1989. So they're both 34 years old. They're both
aging quickly.
Well, they're both at the top of their profession.
Yeah.
For what they each do. She obviously makes way more money because she's a pop star. Mm. But he obviously is the number one tight end currently in the NFL and potentially might be the best tight end of all time when it's all said and done. They would have grown up in the same era. They would have both put all their time into what they do their entire lives. They're 34 and stable with what they're doing for their career. Mm. So they don't – it's not like they are in a position where, well, I want to date somebody, but I'm only, you know, I've only been doing this for 6 years and I'm only 24 and I just don't have time to date. They're two people that like understand that I play football, so I'm busy during this time. Well, I have to go on tour for 18 months. I'm busy during this time, but they're mature enough to make it work.
They understand the value of their time separately and together.
Yes. Yeah.
And they both have that same mentality of like the drive that's in them.
Yeah. And my dad was talking about that. Like it's like they're a fairly natural pair if you really think about it. And dad's like, well, I don't know. She's pretty deep and he's really not. And I'm like, yes and no. So I would say that they're not as far apart as you think. Now, he's obviously a football player. He's a pretty big jock. He's relatively arrogant, but who wouldn't be, you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, when you're not only when you're a professional athlete, but you're the best at your position, you're going to be a little bit arrogant.
Yeah.
But, like, that's also because you have that chemistry makeup that, like, you have to have that to be that. You can't not be very self-confident and be that amazing in those situations.
Yeah.
So, like, and then she doesn't necessarily come off as arrogant to me necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I don't watch her as much. But, like, I told Dad, it's like, you know, Travis was pretty immature at one time, kind of a really big douche that would upset you from times, but like he's 34 now. Like he's, he's a lot different than what he was when he was 24, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yeah.
And who wouldn't be at that age?
Yeah. Well, you know,
right. I mean, you making that kind of money, you're a star. You know what I mean? Dude. It's hard to be totally, I mean, some do, but it's not that surprising when you're that type of alpha male that you behave that way. And then I told him, I was like, I know what you're saying about the songwriting and all that stuff. And yes, she's relatively deep. But at the same time, I don't know her personally, but at the same time, she's a teenage star. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, a lot of the stuff that she writes about is some of what she went through. But at the same time, like, she wouldn't have the same experiences that everybody has. So, and there's collaboration and, you know, everybody that thinks like she's totally self-made. No, like to some degree, yes. But at the end of the day, to get as big as she is and to stay on top like that, there's probably 30 or 40 people that are doing her business for her.
There's probably a lot more.
More,
yes. You aren't running $1 billion corporation with 30 people.
Yes, and people like to pretend that Taylor Swift isn't a corporation, but it absolutely is.
It's a business,
Yes, it's a business, yes. Yeah. And you can't be that good, that big, that long, that successful without a ton of money being thrown at a bunch of people that are very good at those jobs and management. So I don't know. And then I guess the last thing, cause we're getting close here, but, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes?
I hear he sounds like Kermit a lot, and I get that. But what blows me away even more was I saw a clip. He was talking about like having a party, and they're like, we were at the pool and like saying all this stuff. And then it cuts to Kenny Powers talking. And if I would have kept my eyes closed, you would have thought they were the same person.
That's funny. I have never thought of the Kenny Powers thing.
Oh my God, it was crazy. No, I mean, he's good. I feel like I'm surprised he hasn't been figured out more by defenses.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's going to get injured sometime, and that's going to be it.
Well, maybe. I mean, Tom did get his knee completely busted in backwards by one of our safeties that one year that he didn't get to play, and they come back, and that's when they started going back on Super Bowl run. But
he's not Tom Brady. He's a lot more out of the pocket. He's a lot more physical than Brady is.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Brady's gonna run 5 yards and slide.
Yeah.
Mahomes, like in the Super Bowl, he's gonna run 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Or 30 or
40
or whatever. But
he's gonna take more chances with his body than Tom Brady ever did.
So he probably would you're basically thinking that he won't make it probably much past 40.
No, probably not.
Unlike Tom was able to make it to 45, even though it did get pretty sketchy the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But I would agree with that. I guess my whole thing is watching Patrick Mahomes, and I don't know if we've had this conversation before, but when we're talking about how big the NFL is and how popular and bringing people together, well, I remember in the mid to late 90s when Michael Jordan was playing, the NBA was like that. I couldn't go to a friend's house or even my parents my dad mostly would have the NBA on. I mean, just because you wanted to see what that guy was going to do. And
well,
I don't know what it is with those guys. Like Michael Jordan and Patrick Mahomes, like it's not about figuring them out. It's just you cannot physically stop those guys. It's like, I mean, for lack of a better term, you hear it all the time. It's God in cleats. It's God in sneakers.
Yeah.
It's just they have something that is that not everybody possesses, that when you ratchet up the pressure and even when you take time away from them, they just
make something happen.
Like watching Patrick Mahomes last year in the Super Bowl, this year in the Super Bowl, at the end of the game, you know, whenever he took off and ran on a bad ankle, this year whenever they went down and got a field goal and he just sliced right through him to go get a touchdown at the end.
Yeah.
It so reminds me so much of watching that inbounds play whenever Michael Jordan had a second to get the ball inbounded, shoot the ball from just inside a half court. And he knew the minute that he got the ball, he was going to do that. That's the type of shit that
I think for Michael Jordan, definitely there's a different, there's a different determination that he has compared to most people. And I think Mahomes is the same way, but I also don't think Mahomes would have that determination or drive that he does if he wasn't with like Andy Reid or the guys that he has.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. The situation that these people end up in absolutely matter.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like
same with Brady's Michael, if he hadn't been with Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not saying Mahomes isn't the GOAT. I'm just saying that it's different.
I wouldn't call you can't him that compare. Yet either.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't think he has to win. I don't believe that he will have to win 7 Super Bowls necessarily to be. But it'll be very similar to the Michael Jordan, Bill Russell.
The play styles are too different to compare.
Right, yeah.
You know.
The only way that you can compare athletes over generations, in my opinion, is strictly by championships, which is what the game – hold on. What the game is played for. But like I said, Bill Russell won more championships than Michael Jordan. But nobody argues that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player that ever played, other than some people for some reason think LeBron James belongs in that category.
Yeah, I honestly believe LeBron James is playing at the top of his level against people that are harder to play than probably what.
Right. Yeah.
You know, as you learn more, you learn how to build muscles. It's more competitive now than I think it ever has been. And it's just going to keep getting that way.
Yeah. The only thing that I will tell you is it's like when you watch Pat or you watch Michael Jordan, there's some sort of bizarre, like really bizarre, I don't know how to explain it, like fuck, like almost like a, it's like a stigma, but like almost like you can see like an aura thing.
Yeah.
That like when you watch LeBron or you, even Tom Brady, I mean, Tom Brady was amazing. He did a lot of things. He could do the same types of things that greats do, like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, where Philip Rivers, even though he never won a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Dan Marino, like all these guys have like that. I can take over and will people.
Yeah.
To make shit happen. Like, true. I watched Philip Rivers do it at Arrowhead several times, and he doesn't get a lot of credit because he was never with a very good franchise. Yeah. Pat has all that and something more, and I feel like Michael Jordan had, like, all that stuff and more. They just have this bizarre thing where you watch them play the game, and they don't play it like anybody else ever. You don't have the same.
It's almost like everything they do that's unpredictable was they know the step ahead of what they're doing.
Yes, exactly. And I think that some of that. But again, like some of these other greats have the same processing ability, mm-hmm. but these guys have just that much more. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. You just can't explain it. And the other reason, like the other thing that. Like to me really points it out is the sidelines of other quarterbacks and other players on the other team whenever there's a minute left, when there's 13 seconds left, when there's whatever mm-hmm. for either, like you watch their faces on the sideline and everybody just knows it's like,
it's
I don't know why, but this guy's going to fucking beat us.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, and
there's
yeah.
nothing you can do about it. Like, it's just, you know, Brock Purdy's face, Lamar Jackson's face, every fucking time, you know, Josh Allen has to play him whenever mm-hmm. it matters. You know, Joe Burrow, when it finally happened to him in the playoffs. It's just, like, I don't know. You can go through a long – and you can see, you know, defensive players that are on the sideline, other offensive players, but it's yeah. just always the same.
Joe Burrow always reminds me of
Macaulay Culkin.
No, old oil money. I just feel like that's where he comes from with the cigars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gets me. What time is it? Should we kick it?
Yeah, we're pretty close. I've got one other thing I wanted to chat about on this, but I can save it for later. I'll just try to remind me. I'll put it in my notes
okay.
too. It ties fairly well into this, but it could take another 15 or 20 minutes that we don't have. So
oh, okay. Well, so, now I'm curious. But don't say it on
air. That's fine. Yeah, yeah. We'd be good. But yeah, this was good. This is way better than Tuesday. Last time,
yeah. Wonder why. So, yeah.
I don't know.
That was a podcast. You're welcome. Tune in next week.
Pivmeyer Productions.